Rufus. Andrew Lee Smith woke up from a long nap and stretched his arms. "Ugh," he said. He scratched the back of his neck and looked around. "Where am I?" He scratched a little more. "And who am I?" A bird twisted its head when Drew spoke and flew off with a flutter. "All right, my name is, I think it begins with a letter." Drew held his hand to his chin and gave it a massage. "Ooh, blueberries." Drew stood up and walked to a blueberry bush. His right leg dragged behind him. "That's weird," he said. "My leg fell asleep." He stared at it. "Oh, well." He picked up a handful of blueberries off the bush and stuffed his mouth. He moaned. "These are so delicious, almost as good as a handful of worms." A pack of worms scurried away from his feet as fast as worms can scurry, which is almost as fast as hair grows. The blueberries continued to cram into his mouth. Munch, 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 went his teeth. Smush, dribble, drool, went his lips. He stared at the ground. The worms picked up their pace. A pair of things fell by his feet. "Those two worms look delicious," he said. Drew bent over to grab two fat, juicy, lazy worms. A loud creaking noise, like springs in a rusty bed, came from his spine. He spun his head 180 degrees to look at his back, didn't see anything unusual, and continued for the full 360. "That's strange," he shrugged. "Better get some oil for the creaking. Now where was I?" "Of course, worms." The lead worm raised its head as high off the ground as it could and bared its teeth. All the other ones, except for the two fat, juicy, lazy worms, did the same thing. Their hissing sounded like Drew's bottom after a breakfast of cauliflower and cheese. "Don't worry, Mr. and Mrs. Worms," Drew said. "I only want these two." The lead worm shook its fist. The rest wriggled their bodies around to spell out, "You better!" Drew ignored their threat, or didn't know what it said, and picked up the lazy ones. They felt like the other worms, soft, squishy, and red, but they didn't act like the other worms. He scrunched his face and stared. "I don't think these are worms," he said. "They look more like lips. I guess somebody dropped them." He did the 360 thing with his head again, trying to see if there was anyone around who might be missing a pair of lips. He was alone, so he put them in his pocket. Better save them for later, just in case. Drew didn't realize the pockets had a hole, and because the lips were so soft and squishy, he didn't hear when they plopped to the ground. Dragging his foot, which still hadn't woken up, he headed towards a solitary building standing in the middle of a large brown field. The ground was mushy. Most of the grass lay flat, as if trampled by a herd of cows, or possibly one large angry bull. "Andrew Lee Smith, that's my name," he yelled out. A nervous prairie dog chattered by its den. "Now if I could only remember where I live." Huff, puff, snort. Drew turned around. Far away, a large animal with long horns coming out the side of its head seemed to be jogging towards him. "What a strange pig," Drew thought. "I wonder what it wants." He turned back around. "It's probably not important." Drew tried to whistle, but his lips refused to pucker. Instead of a song, a wet came out. "I guess my lips fell asleep, too," he said. Huff, puff, snort. It was louder this time, but still not too loud. Drew felt the ground shake a little beneath his feet, though. His eyes traveled around the side of his head until they were in the back. The strange pig was running faster now. "Wait, that's not a pig." He tried to scrunch his lips. "What is it, then?" His left hand scratched the top of his head. "Maybe it's a camel." "No, camels are gray and have long trunks." "It could be a hippopotamus." I thought hippopotamuses lived in Antarctica." His right hand scratched his belly. "Are we in Antarctica? If so, where's all the sand?" It doesn't matter." His eyes snapped to the front with a loud boing. He kept walking towards the building. His hands continued scratching his head and belly. "I hope there's someone home," Drew said. "I'm getting kind of hungry. And maybe they know where Aunt Sadie lives. he started singing a song about food. It went, "Brussels sprouts and cauliflower, I eat them every day. They're not as good as apple pie and look like tiny brains. But when I cover them with cheese, rumble, rumble, huff, puff, snort." The unknown creature, with long horns, a big fat head, and what might have been steam coming out of its nose, was thundering towards Drew. It sang its own song as its legs moved faster and faster. The song didn't scare Drew, but it probably should have. It went, "Rufus the angry bull, angry bull, angry bull, Rufus the angry bull, moo." The moment the creature said moo, its big fat head slammed into Drew's bottom. For the first time in his life, Drew knew what it felt like to fly. It didn't feel good, sort of like falling, but upwards, then flat for a little, then down. His arms and legs flapped wildly the whole time, like he had seen geese do, but with different results. His body hit the ground with a thud and rolled a few times before resting face down against a tree. "Ow," he said. "Huff, puff, snort, rumble, rumble," went Rufus the angry bull. Drew stood up and watched Rufus coming at him again. "I wonder what he wants this time," Drew said. "Rufus the angry bull, angry bull, angry bull, Rufus the angry bull, moo." "That's not a very friendly hippopotamus," Drew said, as his arms and legs flapped goose-like again. This time a big rock stopped Drew's rolling and tumbling. It hurt more than the tree. He picked his head off the ground and stuck it back on his neck. Strange, that never happened before, he thought. He didn't get the chance to think about it anymore, because from about 100 feet away, the horned, unfriendly creature started rumbling towards him for the third time. "Uh-oh," Drew's brain said out loud. He only waited for the first "Rufus," before he started to drag his legs as fast as he could, faster than the fastest worm. Rumble, rumble, drag, drag, rumble, rumble, drag, drag, rumble, rumble, drag, drag. "Help me!" Drew screamed. "Angry bull, angry bull," Rufus sang. "Somebody help me!" "Rufus the angry bull." "No!" "Oh yes," Rufus said. "Huff, puff, snort, moo."
"Aye!"
Drew said.
"I'm flying!"
Thud, bumble, tumble, splat. The side of the building he hit hurt the most. More than the tree. Even more than the large rock. A large grin crossed Rufus's face, which seemed out of place for a self-described angry bull. Its feet started to rumble across the grass again. Drew picked himself up and ran to a door. He began to pound on it with all his might. "Let me in!" Bang, bang, bang. "Open up and let me in!" Rumble, rumble. "Rufus!" Drew tugged at the handle, pulling with all his might. The door didn't budge. He propped his feet against the side of the wall and pushed with his legs while he pulled the handle. Still nothing. He looked back at Rufus, who was about to finish his song. To his left, Drew saw bales of hay which were stacked like stairs. With only a second to spare, he clambered up the hay stairs and threw himself through a window. A giant splush sounded against the outside wall. "Ugh," groaned Rufus. "I got a headache." Drew counted his blessings. He landed on a soft pile of hay instead of the not-so-soft pile of pitchforks beside the hay. "That would have hurt," he said. "At least I'm safe in here." He spoke too soon.